So we began this morning.
我们今天早上讲到了。
Covering this next section, we discussed the first verse.
那么呢，我们讲到了其中的接下来的一个部分的第一个世界。
The gradations of realms.
讲的是这个本分不同级别的领域。
And in the list, there are the personalities that occupy those realms.
而且呢在每一个级别的领域当中都有一个主宰的神职。
And, at least down here, here's Govinda, is the basis of the cosmic manifestation.
那么呢 Govinda, 它是宇宙元素的所有它是所有宇宙元素的基础。
So, otherwise all the personalities are going to be spoken of in sequence.
而所有的
in sequence,
那么所那接下来就是接下来的就是所有的其他的那些神职。
We'll try to cover verses 44 through 47.
我们今天讲到了，我们要从接下来要讲第44到第47世界。
So this includes Devidam, the person in charge of Devidam is Durga.
那么 Devidam 是 Durga 女神在掌管着。
And then her consort is, or her counterpart is Shambhu.
那么她的伴侣呢是 Shambhu.
And then we go up to Haridam.
然后接下来是 Haridam.
And we'll hear some things about Anantadev.
那么我们也讲述了 Ananta Day
or Ananta Shesha
或 Ananta Shesha.
When we discussed this verse, we saw these different realms.
那么我们在讲到这个世界的时候，讲到了不同的居所。
We saw this nice map or depiction of.Devidam, Mahesham, Haridam, and Golokadam.
那么呢，我们看到了这个宇宙的分布图，从 Hari, 从 Devidam, Mahesham, Haridam, 最后是 Golokadam, Golokadam.
In Devidam, there's these 14 planetary systems.
那么在 Devidam, 一共有14个星系。
And they fill up the upper half of each universe.
然后他们充满了他们位于每一个宇宙当中。
Lord Brahma is at the very top.
那么 Brahma 他在最上面。
And then the coverings of the universe, and outside that, the coverings of the universe is the Karana Ocean or the River Viraja.
那么在宇宙的覆盖层之外是Viraja 河是元阴之阳。
And then there we see Maheshdam, where there's Lord Shambhu.
那么在那里呢是 Maheshdam, 就是主香谷所居住的居所。
We see the lower part is Mahakala Dam, this dark region.
那 Maheshdam 它的下面的这一半部分呢是 Mahakala Dam.
Kala means time.
Kala 的意思是时间。
Mahakala means great time.
那么 Mahakala 是巨大的时间。
And the great time is the time of destruction.
那么在这个巨大的时间就是毁灭之时。
So the Rudras, that's where they stay. And Mahakala Dam, when the time of destruction comes, they come up and do their thing. They,air everything up.
那么在 Mahakala 这个时间到来的时候，毁灭之时到来的时候， Rudra 就会去进行毁灭。
And above that is Sadashiva Loka.
然后在这个部分的上面的那一部分是 Sadashiva 的居所。
Then, oops. Down here you see there's Sadashiva Loka, and in that region is the Brahmajyoti.
那么呢在下面那一部分呢是 Sadashiva 的居所在稍上呢是 Brahmajyoti
And this is a depiction of Haridam or Vaikuntha, this region up here
那么在这个上面呢，这个区域呢是 Haridang Vaikuntha 星宿。
And then above, at the upper portion of Vaikuntha is Ayodhya.
那么呢，在这个 Haridang 就是 Vaikuntha 的上面的这个部分是 Ayodhya.
What is Ayodhya?
Ayodhya 是哪里？
It's the planet of Lord Ramachandra.
是主 Ramachandra 居住的居所。
So Lord Ramachandra, his permanent residence or eternal residence is in Vaikuntha, but in the upper region of Vaikuntha, almost to Goloka.
所以呢，主 Ramachandra 的居所，还有那里主 Ramachandra 的居所上的这些居民，他们处的所居住的这个星球的位置，在 Haridam 的这个区域的上部分。
And then this is a yantra.Or a diagram that describes Goloka.
那么这是 yantra diagram.
Yantra, yantra or diagram, machine.
Machine. 这是就像是机器的 yantra.
You know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Yantra rudhani mayaya." You familiar with that verse?
大家还熟对这个世界熟悉吗？
The living entity is situated on a machine, as if on a machine made of a material energy.
那么这个众生呢，就坐在一架由物质元素组成的机器上。
So the body is a machine.
那么这个身体就是一架机器。
Made of the material energy.
这架机器是由物质能量组成。
And the living entity is situated on the machine, and the machine is zoom zoom moving.
然后这个生物体呢，就坐在这架机器上，就 zoom zoom 就开始。
So, if you read very carefully in text number 2 of Brahma Samhita, you'll find this word, yantra.
那么，如果大家非常仔细的阅读了《婆罗诃摩颂》。Brahma Samhita 的第二个世界就能在这个世界当中读到这个字 Yantra.
And Yantra means a depiction or a diagram, a mystical, Tamal Krishnamurti calls it a mystical diagram of Goloka Vrindavan.
那么 Tamal Krishnamurti 把这描述为是 Goloka Vrindavan 非常神秘的一架机器。
You see up here it says Swetadvi.
我们可以看到在这里有 Swetadvi.
In this white region called Swetadvi.
那么就是这个白色的这一部分被称为 Swetadvi.
That's where Mathura and Dwarka reside.
那么在这个区域呢，是 Mathura 和 Dwarka 所在的地方。
Because they're part of Goloka.
因为他们是 Goloka 的一部分。
And when Krishna descends and performs his pastimes,
那么当 Krishna 降临于世上演烧时光的时候
the region of Mathura and the region of Dwarka also descend with him.
那么Mathura 这个地区还有 Dwarka 这个地区也随着 Krishna 一起降临于世。
And the realm or the abode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also in that Swetadvip region.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的居所也在 Swetadvip 这个区域当中。
Now we're going to take a really close look at that lotus in the middle.
那么我们可以现在把这个照片更加近的可以看到中这个莲花瓣中间的部分。
In the center,That's the abode of Radha and Krishna.
在莲花的中间的部分，花蕊的部分是 Radha 和 Krishna 的居所。
And the inner eight petals of the lotus, there are the abodes of the eight principal gopis.
那么呢，在最里面的八个莲花是主要的八个牧牛姑娘的居所。
And you see their names inscribed there.
而且大家可以看到，每一瓣莲花上都写着他们的名字。
And those gopis have their assistants, and so their assistants are also named here.
那么呢，这个莲花旁边，它旁边也有那些也有很多的这种莲花，都是这些牧牛姑娘八位主要牧牛姑娘的助手。
One of the verses of Brahma Samhita says there's thousands and thousands of petals.
那么在 Brahma Samhita 里面就有一个师姐说到了，像这样的莲花瓣是成千上万瓣莲花，莲花瓣。
It's a big lotus.
这是一个非常巨大的莲花。
It is said that Goloka is bigger than all of the other Vaikuntha planets altogether. It's very big.
那么呢据说 Goloka Vrindavan 比所有的维昆塔星宿加起来还要大。
And where the petals intersect, these are the paths that Krishna travels to go to his various pastime places.
那么呢
The, where the petals intersect, these are paths, walkways.
然后呢就是在每个莲花之间都有一个空隙，那么 Krishna 就会沿着每个莲花瓣之间的这个空隙，就是他的这个走出来的道路去上演逍遥时光。
And the resonant places of the other associates of Krishna there in this lotus also.
那么呢还有 Krishna 的其他的同游和 Goloka 的那些居民也是在这个莲花瓣上。
So then we discuss the places where Maheshdham is situated.
然后接下来我们还讲到了 Maheshdham 所处的位置。
And we got a little confused about how this all works.
那么呢我们对这一切的他们的分布的地方我们感觉到有一些百思不得其解。
Not exactly confused, but appreciating Shiva's very complex personality.
那么当然可能不是那么的一点都不理解，而是就是非常的了解欣赏主希瓦这个人物是一个比较复杂的人物。
And now we're going to begin discussing Devidham, or specifically the abode of Durga.
那我们现在来讲一讲，具体的讲一讲 Devidham, 就是 Durga 女神所主宰的世界。
And I'll begin before we chant the verse.
那么我们在开始的时候一起来念诵这个诗节。
To point out the meaning of these terms, Srishti, Sthiti, and Pralaya means creation, preservation, and destruction.
那么呢，这个诗节我们开始讲一讲，这个诗节头三个词的意思。那么这三个词的意思是创造、维系和毁灭。
So between this verse 44 and verse 45, I'm going to.Hopefully explain how both Lord Shiva and Goddess Durga are involved in creation and maintenance, preservation and destruction.
那么呢在四十五诗节我会来讲一讲关于主希瓦以及他的妻子 Durga 女神是如何进行创造、维系和毁灭的。
For example, we certainly say that Lord Brahma is responsible for creation.
那么呢，例如我们说到了 Brahma, 主 Brahma, 他负责进行创造。
We already heard in the discussion of avatars.
我们也讲到了各种各样的 avatar, 化身。
Remember there were seven different divisions of Shaktyavesh avatars?
大家还记得吗 ?Shaktyavesh avatar.被赋予力量的化身一共有七种七类。
And one of them was Srishti Shakti, the power to create, that's Lord Brahma.
其中的一种是 Srishti Shakti, 那么它是 Brahma 被赋予创造的力量。
And here we're saying that, or Brahma is saying that Durga has this power to create.
那么在这里呢主婆罗赫摩 Brahma 说到了 Durga 有这种有创造的具有创造的力量。
She's an energy and Brahma is carrying energy and she assists him.
然后是Durga 女神她拥有这样的力量而 Brahma 她承载了 Durga 女神他承载了这种力量，这是 Durga 女神在帮助他、协助他。
So we'll discuss these things.
所以呢，我们来讨论这件事儿。
Let's chant the verse together.
我们一起来练诵这个诗节。
Tristi, tristi, panasha, sandarvarita, chayavaya, sovanani, vivarti, durga, isharupa, panasha, chitinsa, govinda, hirudasa, namana, vajrani. Translation.
译文：外在能量玛雅的本性是七次能量的影子，被当作创造、维系和毁灭这物质世界的代理督导，而受到所有人的崇拜。我崇拜原始的主 Govinda， 在他的意愿之下，督导相应行事。
So, we're accustomed to seeing well earlier in.Sri Brahma Samhita.
那么在 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩颂的前面的部分
There was a very slow motion detailed description of creation.
那么呢在 婆罗诃摩颂的 Brahma 颂的一开始的部分对宇宙的创造有非常详细的描述
Part of that description is Mahavishnu.
那么其中的一个描述是 Mahavishnu.
Who is recliningin the ocean, in the, the Chirada, excuse me, Karana ocean.
那么这个 Mahavishnu 躺在元音之洋上 Karana 海洋之上
He glances over the reflection of his own internal potency, Ramadevi.
然后呢他瞟视了他瞥视了他的反射物 Rama Devi 他瞟视了他瞥视了他的反射物 Rama Devi
This is important so I'll go over it slowly
这是非常重要的一点我再说一遍
Somebody was asking what about the consort of Sadashiva
那么有的人问了Sadashiva 的伴侣是谁
Well here'sMahavishnu, where do you see his consort, his Shakti?
那么呢，这里呢有Mahavishnu, 那么他的伴侣在哪里呢
？Think about it. You never see her.
你没在这里没有看到，你没有看到他。
Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, she's there at his feet, and Lord Brahma is coming from the lotus of it, from his navel, right?
那么呢 Garbhadakshayi Vishnu 躺在孕蛋之洋上从他的肚脐上升起一朵生出一朵莲花而这个 Brahma 就诞生在这朵莲花上
But Mahavishnu, you don't see Ramadevi.
但是Mahavishnu, 我们在这里没有看到 Ramadevi.
And why we don't see her?
为什么我们没有看到她呢
The explanation given in Sri Brahma Samhita.
那么 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩颂就解释了这个原因
Is that she is within Mahavishnu?
因为她在 Mahavishnu 之内
And he is enjoying his eternal pastimes with her in yoga nidra or divine slumber.
Mahavishnu 他在他的 yoga 睡眠当中。和他的 Rama Devi 一起在享受着他的逍遥时光
So there's Sita Ram
那么在那边有 Sita Ram 的照片
And there's Radha Krishna
有 Radha Krishna
And there's Lakshmi Narayana
还有 Lakshmi Narayana
And there's Rama Mahavishnu
还有 Rama 和 Mahavishnu
But we don't see her because she's within
因为我但是我没有看到 Rama 因为 Rama 在 Mahavishnu 之内
Mahavishnu is contemplating
那么 Mahavishnu 呢那会正在沉思冥想
all the living entities during the time of cosmic annihilation.
那么所有的生物体在宇宙被毁灭之时
they're within the body of Mahavishnu.
他们都栖息在 Mahavishnu 的体内
And they're in a deep state of susupti, consciousness that's almost dormant.
那么那个时候所有的生物体他们都处在一种休眠的知觉处在休眠的状态之中
And he feels compassion.
Mahavishnu 对此非常的心怀怜悯之情
He desires compassionately that they can experience their fullest capacity of consciousness. He desires that they can experience the fullest capacity of consciousness.
All living entities.
All living entities.
然后呢他就设计了所有的生物体能够完整全面地展示出知觉的有知觉的这种状态。
Second desire.
然后他的第二个愿望是
He sees at a distance Pradhan or the undifferentiated totality of material ingredients that are the reflection of Rama Devi.
然后呢他就看到了远处 Pradhana 全部
Pradhana、
Pradhana 全部的物质能量的他全部的物质能量这个 Pradhana 是 Rama Devi 的反射物
And she has nothing to do
然后那个时候呢他 无所事事
And he knows she would like something to do. She would like some service.
而且呢 Mahavishnu 他知道 Rama Devi 想做某种服务。
So he feels compassion.
所以呢他心生怜悯。
He wants to give her something to do.
所以呢 Mahavishnu 想给 Rama Devi 一些服务去做。
So two categories of compassion. This is described in Bhagavatam.
那么这是在圣典婆迦马坛里写到了。
In that mood of compassion,
在这种怜悯的心态之中
he glances at that pradhan.
他瞥视了 pradhan.
There you see the glance.
大家看到了 Mahavishnu 正在投以瞥视。
The glance is shown as light coming from his eyes.
那么呢这个瞥视呢就好像是光从他的眼睛里投射出去。
Sri Brahmasamhita says that light or halo of his glance is Shambhu.
那么呢在 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩颂里面说到了他的这个目光就是 Shambhu 他瞥视的投影的目光就是 Shambhu
Ramai has internal potency
Ramai 是内在能量
She knows her lord and master's desire
他知道他的主人的愿望
He has this compassion and he has that compassion.
那么 Mahavishnu 有这样的怜悯之情 Raman 有那样的怜悯之情
And she wants to assist him.
而且呢 Raman 他想去协助 Mahavishnu.
So she assists him.
所以呢他就去协助了 Mahavishnu.
Here's how she assists him.
那么这里呢就是讲到了 Raman 是如何协助 Mahavishnu 的
Two things.
他从两个方面去协助。
She gathers all the living entities and entrusts those living entities to the glance of Mahavishnu. She entrusts, she hands over, she gives.
然后呢他把所有的生物体给
All the living entities.
他把所有的生物体给予了 Mahavishnu.
And she transfers, sheOne of her unlimited sub-potencies is eternal time.
然后 Raman Devi 他把所有的生物体都委托给了 Mahavishnu.
Eternal time.
然后永恒的时间是他的一种能量。
Not time as we know it. Eternal time.
不是我们在这个物质世界里这种时间而是永恒的时间。
Kala Shakti is called time energy.
那么它被这种永恒的时间被称为 Kala Shakti 时间能量
And he entrusts that She entrusts that Kala Shakti also to Shambhu
而且呢他也把 Kalashakti 委托给了 Shakti。
And the time energy and the living entities go zoom zoom.
然后就是时间能量和所有的这些生物体 zoom zoom.
zoom zoom 什么意思？
They're transferred to the Pradhan. There she is.
然后他们就转入到了 Pradhan 之内。
Durga is the reflection of the Lord's internal potency.
那么 Durga 女神她是主的内在能量的一个反射物。
We heard that already, didn't we?
那我们刚才我们早上的时候已经讲过这些，是不是？
Sattva Avalambi, Vishuddha Sattva. We heard that.
早上我们讲了 Vishuddha Sattva。
There's Rama Devi and then there's Durga Devi or Maya Devi.
那么有Rama Devi 还有 Durga Devi.
They're simply the reflection of the Lord's internal potency, Rama Devi.
那 Durga 女神她是主 Mahavishnu 的内在能量 Rama Devi 的一个反射物。
But Mahavishnu, he never directly contacts Durga Devi.
但是呢 ，Mahavishnu 他从来没有直接去触碰到 Durga Devi, Durga 女神。
But the glance of Mahavishnu does.
但是呢 ，Mahavishnu 的瞥视触碰到了 Durga 女神。
And the glance is the halo of the glance is Shambhu.
而这个瞥视的眼光，眼光就是 Shambhu.
So Shambhu.Contacts Maya or Durga.
所以是香普接触触碰到了 Durga.
It's the original impregnation.
这是一开始的这种孕育孕蛋。
Bhakti Siddhanta gets really graphic. graphic, you know, very descriptive in detail.
那么Bhakti Siddhanta 非常的详细的描述了创造。
He says,Why would saintly people be talking about procreation or producing, you know, male, female generative organs contacting one another and producing offspring? This is not something saintly people would normally talk about.
Saintly people. 那么呢，他就说到了通常的
Sure, I'll say it again. Saintly people don't normally talk about reproduction.
那么呢，通常情况下，这些圣人们，他们不会去讲关于繁衍后代的事。
The male organ contacting the female organ and producing procreation. Saintly people don't normally talk about those things.
那么圣人他们一般不去说是男性的器官触碰到了女性的器官，然后就这样进行交配，就产生了后代。他们不会去，一般不去谈论这样的事情。
But he says there's no unwholesomeness in this.
然后他就说到了，这个不是什么不健康的事儿。
Because this is specifically Mahavishnu's compassion being manifest in the act of creation.
那么这里面说到了，由于 Mahavishnu 的这个怜悯之心，所以呢，他进行了这种创造。
What worldly men and women do to produce children.
而一般的世俗的男女，他们去繁衍后代的时候
，is a distorted reflection of this original act.
那么实际上，男女之间他们繁衍后代的这种举动，实际上是扭曲的，反映出了 Mahavishnu 的进行创造的过程。
The Sanskrit word is samasti.The sum total of all living entities are being impregnated into the womb of Durga.
那么所有的生物体，它们被孕育在了Durga 女神之内。
She's the mother.
她 Durga 女神是母亲。
And Shambhu is the father.
而 Shambhu 就是父亲。
He's carrying the living entities and impregnating the living entities in the womb of Durga.
那么山普它承载了所有的生物体，将其孕育在Durga 女神的体内。
Sandini was asking why people worship Lord Shiva.
那么 Sandini 妈妈问了，为什么那么多人崇拜主 Shiva?
That he's daddy.
那么是因为主希腊是我们的 daddy， 是我们的爸爸。
希腊不是女神。
Originally, early, long ago, daddy. He's forefather daddy.
那么呢，这个希腊是我们的祖先，是我们的老父亲。
So they're honoring their grandfather. They're honoring their grandfather.
Honoring.
They're praising, worshiping.
对，我们现在呢是在荣耀我们的祖先。
People do that in China too.
那么呢？
They worship their ancestors.
那么他们也崇拜，人们也崇拜他们的祖先。
Isn't it true? People in China worship ancestors.
在中国的很多人，他们都崇拜他们的祖先，难道不是吗？
Sure. Well, he's much earlier ancestor.
那么呢，但是，主希瓦呢是比他们更早的祖先。
And those that study the Vedas and know that he's the original father.That impregnates Durga Devi, they worship Lord Shiva.
所以呢，这就是在《伟达经》里面说到了 Shiva， 三浦，他是最初将所有的，他是我们最初的原始的父亲，他将所有的生物体孕育在 Durga 女神体内。
And as far as they're concerned, he's God.
所以呢，有这就是为什么有这么多人去崇拜主 Shiva。
They don't know.
他们把他当做主。
They don't know where the living entities came from before Lord Shambhu came and passed them on to Durga.
所以呢，但是他们不知道，在山浦将所有的生物体孕育到 Durga 体内之前的事情。
That portion of the Vedas they're not familiar with.
所以呢，他们并不熟悉《伟达经》的这个部分。
Nor are they familiar with the process of bhakti unto Govinda.
所以，那么也就是他们也不熟悉对 Govinda 的奉爱服务 ，bhakti。
We're going to hear a little description of what Durga looks like and the lion carrier that she rides.
那么我们在这个图片上看到 Durga 女神她的坐骑是一头雄狮。
And her 10 arms and 20 weapons.
她拥有十只臂膀，手里拿着二十种武器。
She's a tough lady.
Oh, 她是个很厉害的女人。
Here's Bhaktisiddhanta's description.
这是 Bhaktisiddhanta 的描述。
Devi Dham consists of the 14 planetary systems.
那么 Devi Dham 是由十四个星系组成。
That was the previous verse.
这是前面一个世界讲到。
And Durga presides over Devi Dham.
而 Durga 是 Devi Dham 的主宰神职。
He starts describing she has 10 arms.
在里面描述到她有十只臂膀。
Each of these 10 arms represents the 10-fold fruitive activities.
那么这十只臂膀呢，是代表着十种果报活动。
Fruitive activities. These are rituals in the Vedas for receiving benefit during different stages of life.
那么呢，这里面讲到了，就是将《伟达经》里面做各种各样的仪式，以便到达一种获得这种虔诚活动的祝福。
The rituals are known as sanskaras.
那么这个仪式呢，就叫做 sanskara。
The one that Prabhupada would speak about a lot was Garbhadan Sanskara, which means, Dana means charity.
Yeah. 那么呢，说帕帕经常说到了
Garbha means womb.
Garbhadan.
Sanskara.
A sanskara.
So it's a ritual for giving charity to the womb of the mother.
那么呢，实际上这是一种仪式，是给这个母亲
，the womb of the mother，
啊，是给这个母亲布施。
Before conception，
那么就是在孕育之前，怀孕之前
，a potential mother and father，
那么这个父母他们的这种能力
，are to perform a particular。Sanskara or ritual.
那么这是父母他们在生 就是孕育孩子之前，他们会做一个净化的仪式 ，samskar。
To sanctify the place where pregnancy will take place.
然后呢，去得到怀孕的这种允许。
There are the details of how that is performed. Prabhupada has given.
然后，释迦牟尼佛的非常详细解释，详细的讲述了这个程序的过程。
I just sent to Nrisimha Maharaj a little brochure that describes that Garbhadhan Sanskar in detail. There's a procedure that one is to follow.
那么这个程序是这个样子的。
Vaishnavas, us, you know, you all, before there's a producing of a child, you're to observe a particular samskar.
那么呢，就是在奉献者他们在孕育后代之前，要做一个吉祥的孕，就是净化仪式 samskar.
And there's 9 others.
而且还有其他的九种这方面的这样的仪式。
The birth ceremony.
有这个出生的仪式。
The taking of grain ceremony.
还有金石五谷的仪式。
The hair cutting ceremony.
还有剪发的仪式。
The wedding ceremony.
还有婚礼的仪式。
For a boy receiving his thread ceremony.
还有这个接受圣线的仪式。
So that he can then study the Vedas.
这样呢，他就能够学习韦达经。
And the, of course, death ceremony.
当然呢，还有这个死亡的仪式。葬礼。
So these samskaras are there, and they're the arms of Durga.
所以呢，这就是 samskara 这些净化的仪式。那么 ，Durga 的女神的十字臂膀就代表着所有的这些仪式。
And Bhakti Siddhanta writes that she rides on a lion.
然后 Bhakti Siddhanta 说，她骑在一头雄狮上。
There's the lion.
旁边就是那头雄狮。
And it represents her heroic prowess.
那么这样，这是代表着他非常英勇的威力。
In order to do all the work of assisting the Lord in creation, you have to have creative power, and the lion is a symbol of power.
那么呢，为了去协助至尊，为了协助至尊主去进行创造宇宙啊，那么一个人，那么他就拥有这种创造宇宙的力量，而雄狮呢，正是力量的代表象征。
Passion to create.
要去有这种激情去创造。
And see this fellow down here.
然后接下来是他的足下。
He's getting the sharp end of her chopper.
那么呢，他手里拿着长剑，还有盾。
His name is Mahishasura.
那么这个 Sura 他手里拿着盾和长剑，他叫 Mahishasura.
And it's a long Puranic.Story.
这是一个非常非常，这是在Purana 就是 宇宙古史里面的一个故事。
He was a very powerful demon.
这个恶魔是非常有力量的一个恶魔。
The demigods requested Durga to let him have it.
那么呢
？Chop him down.
那么半神人们就祈求Durga 女神去消灭这个恶魔。
So they gave all their powers and all their weapons and all their blessings and asked him to go chop him. Go, let him have it. The demigods gave their powers and their weapons and their blessings.
然后这些半神人呢就祝福了 ,blessed
Durga.
To Durga. 然后所有的半神人呢就祝福了 Durga 女神，把他们的武器给予了 Durga 女神。
Because he was the epitome or the topmost of all vices.
因为他，那么这个恶魔呢，他完全是所有罪恶的化身。
So it is understood that people who have vices get chopped by Durga.
所以呢，据说是那些邪恶之人，他们就会受到 Durga 女神的惩罚、惩戒。
If you have any vices, you better watch out.
所以呢，你们要如果内心有这种，如果你们内心有这种邪恶的话，你最好小心点。
She has 2 sons.
那么 ，Durga 女神有两个儿子。
Ganesh and Kartikeya.
她有 Ganesh 和 Kartikeya.
There's another Brahmasamhita verse about Ganesh, so we won't speak much of him.
所以呢，那么在 Brahma Samhita 里面讲到了这个，我们就现在不多说关于 Ganesh 他们的事情。
But Ganesh represents success or facilitates people to be successful in fruitive activities.
嗯，那么 Ganesh 呢，它代表着成功，它是它能够帮助那些想要成功的人从在他们的果报活动当中取得成功。
So.Worshipping Ganesh is very popular in India.
所以呢，在印度很多人崇拜 Ganesh.
People want to be successful in their fruitive activities.
因为人们想在他们的果报活动当中取得成功。
People in China want to be successful in their fruitive activities too.
那么在中国人也希望他们能够在果报活动当中取得巨大的成功。
If they heard aboutWhat Ganesh can do for them, they would probably worship Ganesh too.
如果他们知道 Ganesh 怎么能帮助他们的话，他们肯定也会去蜂拥而至去崇拜 Ganesh.
So we talk more about Krishna than Ganesh, though.
所以呢，我们在这里呢谈论的更多的是 Krishna.
Anyway, so many times you'll see a poster or painting where there are three devis in a row.
那么呢，我们有的时候会看见有这样的图片，有三位 Devi。
Durga's in the middle。
那么他们是平行的，就是在 Durga 女神呢是在中间的位置上。
And either side of her are Lakshmi and Saraswati, material Lakshmi and material Saraswati。
那么呢，在 Durga 女神的左右两边呢是这个物质的 Lakshmi， 还有物质的 Saraswati。
Opulence and education.
那么是代表着物质的教育和物质的富裕。
There's one very respected university in India.
那么在印度呢，有一个非常有名的大学。
You two will know Bits Palani.
Bits Palani 就是
Bits B I T S, Birla Institute of Technology and Science.
啊，就是高。
Palani.
In Palani.
Palani 的这个高等技术学院。
So at that university, there's a Saraswati temple.
那么呢，在这所大学里面呢，有一座 Saraswati 庙宇。
It is a very popular place.
这是一个非常有名的地方。
Before and after every exam, almost all the students go and offer their prayers to Saraswati, please help me do well at my exam.
那么在大学里，所有的学生在考试之前，他们几乎都要去到Saraswati 的面前去进行祈求祈祷。
It's not so busy when there's not exams.
那么呢，但是当没有这个考试的时候，这个庙里是非常清闲的。
And it gets really busy around exam time.
所以尤其是在考试期间，这个庙宇里挤得水泄不通。
She's armed with 20 weapons.
那么她的手里拿着20种武器。
Look at those weapons.
大家看一看她手里的武器。
They're weapons that are to assist fruitive workers.
那么这20种武器呢，能够帮助那些从事果报活动的人。
To do pious activities.
帮助那些从事果报活动的人去做一些虔诚的活动。
That will do two things.
那么这分为两类。
With pious activities, they'll prosper.
就是他们通过这种果报虔诚活动能够获得这个繁荣昌盛。
And with pious activities, the tendency towards vice or bad activity is diminished.
那么他们通过虔诚的活动来消除那些罪恶的反应，罪恶来消除罪恶。
And sometimes she's depicted holding a snake.
有的时候她手里还拿着蛇。
Why is she holding a snake?
为什么她手里拿着蛇呢？
Bhaktisiddhanta says it represents the beauty of destructive time.
那么呢，他就说到了，他手里拿着蛇，代表着毁灭之时的美丽。
Now, how do we think of destructive time as being beautiful?
那我们怎么能够去想到毁灭之时的美丽是怎么回事？
It's a little strange.
有点怪怪的，奇怪。
The explanation is given.
那么是这样解释的。
That when a person is young, just say a woman is young, she's beautiful, and time then destroys that beauty.
那么就是例如一个妇女，她非常的美丽，随着时间的推移，时间带走了她的美丽。
And the destructive agent is the agent of time, held in the hand of Durga.
所以呢，那么这个卢嘎女神手里拿的蛇，就意味着宇宙的毁灭之时的来临。
So notice there's Durga and there's Durga.
那么我们要注意到有 Durga 还有 Durga。Durga.
Durga means prison house.
Durga 的意思是监狱。
And the one in charge of the prison house is Durga.
那么这个监狱的管理者就是 就被称为 Durga.
This material world is Durga.
那么这个物质世界被称为 Durga.
It's a prison house.
这个物质世界是一个监狱。
And the person in charge.Is Durga.
管理这个监狱的人被称为 Durga.
And she does so through the agency of the modes of nature.
那她是通过物质自然物质属性来这么去做。
And literally, it's like being in prison.
那么呢，她在这个字眼上，从字眼上为字眼上，她被称为是监狱。
Everyone that goes into prison gets a prison uniform.
那么呢，如有人去到监狱，我们可以看到那里有监狱服，有囚犯服装。
You don't wear your regular clothes. You wear a prison uniform.
那么呢，他们不穿一般的便服，他们穿的是囚衣。
So you know what our prison uniform is?
你们知道这个囚衣是什么样的吗
？This body.
那就是这个物质躯体了。
And the modes of nature are the prison bars.
那么呢，这个物质自然属性呢，就是我们的这个啊，物质自然属性就是我们的囚。
There's the modes of nature.
就是我们那个囚犯待的。
And the modes of nature.
监狱，就是。
You done?
Yes.
The modes of nature are controlling the person in the prison house.
那么呢，这个物质自然呢，它物质自然属性呢，它掌控着这个监狱和囚犯。
There's Durga and the lion of Durga.
那么，这是 Durga， 还有雄狮。
There's our friend Mahishasura.
这是他的朋友 Mahishasura.
Yeah, you got it. There's another picture.
这是另外一张照片。
She looks like she's having a nice time.
那么我们刚才看到了，她就像是她刚才所描述的那样。
And the lion is having a nice time chewing up the leg of Mahishasura.
那么有的时候这个雄狮呢，它在那里舔着它的足。
So here's another statement found in Srimad Bhagavatam about Durga.
那么这里呢是圣典国家瓦坛对 Durga 的描述。
According to the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, she's ashamed of her position.
那么在这里面说到了圣典国家瓦坛第二篇第五章里面说到了她对自己的地位感到有些羞涩。
In aIll-conceived way people are thinking I and mine.
那么呢，在这里，在通常人们总是这样想的，这是我或是我的。
And so Durga has the task of giving them their dessert. Here's what Prabhupada writes.
那么呢是。那么都嘎女神呢就会给予这些人他们应有的
结果。She know. Are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
She knows that the Supreme Lord wishes those living entities in the material world to return to him.
那么呢都嘎女神她知道至尊人格首至尊主希望这个物质世界里的所有的生物体能够回到至尊主那里。
That's her master's desire.
这是主人的愿望。
But she has another function that seems to go against her master's desire.
但是呢，他的职责似乎与主人的愿望是相违背的。
They're in her prison, and she's in charge of the prison.
因为他在这个，他是这个监狱的管理者。
So she feels ashamed to stand before her Lord.
所以呢，当他站到他的主人面前的时候，他感觉不好意思。
But that doesn't stop her from using her chopper and her trident and her sword and her weapons.
那么他的手里还拿着那些三叉戟呀、剑呀、盾呐等等。
And from now we're ready for the next verse.
我们现在要进入下一个世界了。
Durga is the consort of Lord Shiva, and we're going to hear about Lord Shiva.
那么 Durga 女神是主 Shiva 的伴侣。
Okay, let us chant together.
我们一起来读这个诗节。译文就如牛奶经过酸化转变成凌乳，然而凌乳作为结果与其原因牛奶既非一样又非不同。我崇拜原始的主 Govinda， 他转现为山瀑以施行毁灭。
You get the whole thing? Okay. Now Durga has this double function.
那么 Durga 女神呢，有两个职责要履行。
She changes her position when, you know, conditioned souls like this nice professor in Germany, Durkheim, get the association of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, they may move to the position of devotion.
然后 Durga 女神呢，她就是当人们就是那些当人们有幸得到和奉献者的联谊，他们就会被转入到 Bhakti 这样的活动当中。
And when that happens, Durga, instead of acting to punish the living entity,
那么除了这个 Durga 女神的这项活动之外，她还有一个活动就是去惩罚那些从事罪恶活动的生物。
Durga serves to deliver.
那么呢，Durga 女神的服务就是去拯救他们。
I think I got ahead of myself. Yeah, this is still the Durga topic. I'm sorry.
不好意思，这仍然是关于Durga 女神的话题。
You're all familiar with Janmashtami.
大家都知道 Janmashtami, Krishna 的显现日。
When we observe Janmashtami, we hear about the birth of Krishna.
那么当我们庆祝主 Krishna 的诞辰的那天的时候，我们一起荣耀 Krishna.
Before the birth of Krishna,
在 Krishna 诞生之前，
Devaki had 6 sons.
Devaki 已经有过六个儿子，
all of whom were killed by Kamsa.
这六个儿子全被 Kamsa 杀死。
And then there was a 7th child.
接下来 Devaki 生下了第七个孩子。
And during that pregnancy of the 7th child,
那么他在怀上这第七个孩子的期间，
Krishna called his internal potency Yogamaya.
然后 Krishna 就叫来了他的内在能量 Yogamaya.
And she was very happy.
Yogamaya 非常的高兴。
Yes, yes, some service.
太好了太好了，有一些服务了。
So, here's some service.
这就是他要做的服务。
In the womb of Devaki is Balaram.
那么 Krishna 告诉 Yogamaya 说，在 Devaki 的腹中怀着是 Balaram.
So your first service is to transfer the child from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini.
那你第一个服务呢，就是把 Balaram 从 Devaki 的腹中转移到Rohini 的腹中。
Now here's your second service.
那么现在你要做的第二个服务是
You appear in the womb of mother Yashoda.
你要显现在母亲 Yashoda 妈妈的腹中。
And I'm going to appear as the eighth child of Devaki.
而我呢，要显现为 Devaki 的第八个孩子。
And here's your third service.
那么接下来是你的第三项服务是。
After I'm born,
在我出生之后
then, my father Vasudeva is going to carry me to the other side of the river Jamuna to Gokula.
然后我的父亲呢，就会把我运到，把我送到Yamuna河的对岸，去到Gokula。
And he's going to place me by the side of Mother Yashoda.
然后呢，他会把我放在Yashoda妈妈的身边。
And then he's going to bring you back to the prison house of Kamsa.
然后呢，他就会把你带回到 Kamsa 的监狱。
That's your third service.
这是你的第三个服务。
Now here's your fourth service.
现在是你的第四个服务。
Kamsa's going to try to kill you.
那么 Kamsa 会杀了你。
But you can't be killed. You're my potency. You're my Yogamaya potency.
但是呢 ，Kamsa 是杀不了我的能量，你是我的内在能量，他杀不了你。
And so after that.
那么在这个事情之后。
You can distribute yourself in various places throughout the land.
然后呢，你可以去到。
You can distribute yourself, expand yourself.
你可以去扩展自己到这片土地上的任何一个地方。
And people will worship you as Durga and Devi.
那么人们就会把你当作 Durga, Devi 来崇拜。
And sure enough, when that child slipped out of the hand of Kamsa,
所以呢，就在是 Kamsa 正要杀死这个孩子的时候，那么这个孩子从他的手中飞到空中。
There was Durga with her 10 arms and so many weapons in her arms.
那么这就显现为了 Durga 女神的形象，她有十只臂膀，每只手里拿着武器。
And she challenged Kamsa.
然后她向 Kamsa 发出挑战。
You stop this wicked business of killing children.
你应该现在停止杀死婴儿。
You'll be destroyed.
你会遭到毁灭。
So then she went away and did her fourth service.
然后呢，她就消失了，就去做她的第四项服务去了。
So what just happened?
接下来发生什么了呢
？Yogamaya became Durga Devi.
Yogamaya 后来就成为了 Durga Devi.
How did that happen?
这是怎么发生的
？By the will of Krishna.
这是由于 Krishna 的意愿。
He can transfer his potencies however he likes.
那么 Krishna 能够把他能够如自己所愿的去转化他的能量。
Durga Devi is the reflection of the Lord's internal potency.
Durga Devi 是 Krishna 的内在能量的一个反射物。
So he can have his internal potency act that way also.
所以呢 ，Krishna 也能够让他的内在能量以这种方式去活动。
Prabhupada gives the example of electricity.
那么释迦牟尼佛给出了电的例子。
An electrician can take this one energy, electricity.
那么一个电工，他能够转化电的作用。
And he can use it to make something hot or make something cold.
他能够让这个电呢，有这个制热的作用，也有制冷的作用。
One energy.
这是同一种能量。
Something hot, something cold.
那但是他能够让同一种能量有制热或者是制冷的。这种功能
Because he's an electrician, he knows how to use electricity.
因为他是电工，所以他知道电，他能够去这种操纵这个电。
Similarly,
同样的
，Krishna knows how to engage his various energies according to his plan.
所以 Krishna 能够按照自己的计划去操纵他的能量。
So this Yogamaya potency and Durga are intimately related.
所以呢 ，Yogamaya。Krishna 的内在能量和 Durga 女神是息息相关的。
The energy and the reflection of the energy.
那么 Durga 女神是 Krishna 的内在能量的一个反射物。
And then you ready for a big surprise?
大家是不是准备好要大吃一惊了
？In Jiva Goswami's commentary to text number 3.
那么 Jiva Goswami 在对33诗节做评注的
That describes this internal part of Goloka where Radha and Krishna live
那么他就描述了在 Goloka Vrindavan Krishna 所居住的居所 那, 内在能量。
He quotes from the scripture, and I don't have the texts with me.
那么呢，基万郭斯拉米就引述了经典的一段话。
Where he says that the Durga is actually in the spiritual counterpart is Radharani.
那么这里面说到了这段话是这样说说到了 Durga 它实际上在Goloka Vrindavan 是 Radharani 的相对应的这样的一个人物。
Now we normally don't think of this worldly Durga that people in India worship as being Radharani, but the spiritual counterpart is Radharani.
那么呢，在灵性世界，Radharani 的这个对应的人物就是 Durga 女神。
Interesting, isn't it?
非常有意思，是不是
？A little mind expanding.
这需要好好想想，绞尽脑汁想一想。
But it has to do with this whole subject of Brahma Samhita and the realm of transcendence and its reflected realm here.
那么呢，在 Brahma Samhita 里面说到了灵性世界，超然的灵性世界，它这个物质世界是超然灵性世界的一个道理。
We know this verse from Bhagavad Gita: "Daivihi eshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya." You know that verse.
大家知道这个诗节的含义吧。
You don't know the verse. Some of you know the verse. You know the verse.
你知道这个意思这个诗节吗？
No.
No.
Okay. It's a verse in which Krishna says, living entities are struggling very hard with this material energy.
那么这个诗节是说的。众生在这个物质能量当中苦苦的挣扎着。
Made of the three modes.
这个物质能量，是由物质自然三属性组成。
But he gives an alternative.
但是呢，他给出了一个选择。
Rather than struggling hard with the material energy, if you surrender to Krishna, you can easily cross beyond it.
但是他们有一个选择，那么。一个人如果选择了回归守神，为 Krishna 从事奉爱服务，回归守神，他就不会在这个物质世界里苦苦挣扎。
Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Prapadyante means surrender. Those who surrender unto me, the struggle is over.
那么呢，如果一个人臣服归 Krishna， 他就不会这么，他就会超越这个物质世界。
And the very same energy.And those three modes that we're struggling against.
那么他们所就是进行苦苦挣扎的这个物质能量，由物质自然三属性所组成的物质能量。
Instead, they serve to liberate us.
而不会是让他们再这么苦苦挣扎，而是会让他们获得解脱。
That's the internal potency.
这就是 Krishna 的内在能量。
So, which would you rather do? Struggle with the material energy?
那么我们要想怎么做？是在这个物质能量中苦苦挣扎
？Or take shelter of the internal potency and maybe struggle a little bit with your mind that wants to hold on to being falsely independent.
那么是在经过一段的这个内心的这种交战之后，是选择去皈依 Krishna， 臣服皈依 Krishna 的内在能量。
I really like the way Maharaj was describing.The trick of the mind saying, well, I really don't need to get up so early.
那么我非常欣赏就是 Narsingha Maharaj 曾经说过啊，我们总是在内心苦苦的这种挣扎着早上早起啊，很挣扎。
So many other little tricks the mind plays.
那么呢，这个有很多就是内心心意给我们制造各种各样的这种诡计。
But the life of devotion is a life of devotion. It's dedication unto Krishna.
那么奉献者的生活呢，就是奉献的生活，是奉献 Krishna.
And it places us within the care of the internal potency.
那么呢 ，Krishna 他承载着内在能量。
And then that very same Durga serves to give us facility to approach Krishna instead.
而且 Durga 女神。他会给我们提供方便，去让我们去服务 Krishna， 服务 Krishna 的便利。
then there's this nice discussion about Durga and in Mayapur, Samantadweep.
在这里面讲到了 Samantadweep, Mayapur.
How many of you have been to Mayapur?
有多少人去过 Mayapur?
Oh, lots of you have been to Mayapur.
有很多人去过 Mayapur.
So, when you went to Mayapur, did you also go to the Jagannath Mandir?
那么当你们去过 Mayapur 的时候你们去你们一定去 Jagannath Mandir Jagannath 的神庙
ISKCON Jagannath Mandir
是 ISKCON 的 Jagannath 的神庙
Of course you've been there
都去过呢
You notice in the backside of the Jagannath Mandir there's a little pond and on the other side of the pond is a little shrine or a temple to Samanta Devi
然后呢在这个就是 Jagannath 神庙的后边就是有在这个一个小池塘边上有一个小神龛或者是一个小小的小神龛上这是 Samanta Devi
There's nine islands in Navadweep That's what Nava means Nava means nine and Dweepa means island There's nine islands
那么有Navadweep 有九个岛 Nava 的意思是九Dweep 是岛的意思，是有九个岛。
And one of those nine islands is presided over by Samanta Devi.
那么其中的一个岛呢，是由Samanta Devi 主宰的。
Who's that?
那他是谁呢
？It's Parvati or Durga.
他是 Parvati， 他是 Durga。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这样描写的。
That one time Lord Shiva was dancing.
有一次主希瓦正在舞蹈的
and calling ecstatically the name of Gauranga
然后
Gauranga Gauranga again and again and dancing madly
然后他那会儿是疯狂的舞蹈的在狂喜当中大声呼喊着 Gauranga Gauranga 不断的呼喊着
so, Parvati asked him my dear lord what is this Gauranga
然后 Parvati 就问他我亲爱的主人啊谁是 Gauranga
I've never heard the name before.
我以前从没有听过这个名字。
And Lord Shiva confided who Gauranga is.
然后主希瓦就讲述了 Gauranga 是谁。
They described these Radha and Krishna in one form instead of two forms.
他就讲述了 Gauranga 是 Radha 和 Krishna 合二为一的形象。
And he appears once in the day of Brahma.
而且他在 Brahma 的一天当中显现一次。
In a wonderful place called Navadweep.
而且还有一个美丽的地方被称为 Navadweep.
And he chants the holy name in ecstatic love of God.
他在那里在狂喜之中唱诵着主的圣名。
And in that way he liberates everyone and brings them to the stage of love for Krishna.
这样呢他让每一个人得到解脱获得对 Krishna 的爱。
So Parvati said, I want to go there.
然后 Parvati 说我想去那。
I want to undergo austerities. I want to see and be with Lord Gauranga. May I go?
那么我想去做苦行去到那个地方能够看到 Gauranga.
He gave her permission and she came.
主希瓦就允许了她然后她 Durga 女神就来到了这个地方。
And she began calling Gauranga's name again and again.
然后呢 Durga 女神就开始大声地叫喊着 Gauranga, Gauranga 的名字。
And she then, like her husband, she became very ecstatic.
她就像她的丈夫一样处在狂喜当中。
And suddenly, Lord Gauranga appeared.
然后突然之间 ,Gauranga 显现。
And she fell at his feet.
然后 Durga 女神就拜倒在她的莲花足下。
And she took some dust from his feet and placed it in the Samanta or the part of her hair.
然后他就在这个他的足下的尘土取了一些尘土放在自己的这个发髻就是一分为二的这个发髻这个地方
And then she expressed to Lord Gauranga her sense of misfortune
然后呢他就向 Gauranga 就是向 Gauranga 袒露心声他说是自己是多么的不幸
I'm always kept so busy keeping people away from you
我总是呢忙于把人们从你那里拽开
Because they're sinful and disqualified and offensive
因为这些人他们是非常罪恶他们是不具资格的总是从事罪恶活动
And there's so many of them
而且这些人 不乏其数。
I never have time to come and be in your direct service.
我从来没有找到一个时机能够直接的去服务于你。
Please be kind upon me and relieve me of this misfortune.
所以呢，请你把我这个不幸拿走吧。
Here's Samantha Devi taking the dust from Gauranga's feet and placing it in the part of her hair.
那么这个场景呢，是 Samantha Devi 她从 Gauranga 的莲花足下取下，从她的足下取的尘土放在自己的头上。
And here's what Lord Gauranga said to Parvati.
那么呢，这段话呢，是 Gauranga 对 Parvati 讲的一段话。
Oh, Supreme Goddess, listen carefully to my words.
哦，至尊女神啊，请仔细听好我讲的。
You are my energy.
你是我的能量。
You are not separate or different from me.
你跟我是没有分别的，你不独立于我。
My one energy has two forms.
我的一个能量有两个形体。
Within the spiritual kingdom, my original energy has one form as Sri Radha.
那么在灵性的国度，我原始的能量有一个形体叫 Radha。
But for carrying out activities in the material world, she has expanded herself as you.
但是呢，为了在物质世界里去从事活动，所以呢 ，Radha 扩展成为你。
Without you, my lila could not be accomplished.
如果没有你的话，我的 lila 就不能够完成，不能够达成。
Why?
为什么呢
？In the form of yoga maya, you're necessary in my pastimes.
因为你以 yoga maya 的这样的形象。
So he goes on saying, in Vrindavan, you function as Purnamasi, my yoga maya potency.
所以呢，你必须在就是参与到我的逍遥时光当中，在 Braja, 你永恒的。显现为 Purnamasi.
And in Navadvipa you function as Protamaya.
而在 Navadvipa 你的这个功能你的职责是 Purnamaya.
Protamaya.
你显现为 Protamaya.
So if you go to the Navadvipa city on the other side of the Ganges.
那么如果大家去到 Navadvipa 的镇上就是在恒河的对岸。
There's a temple of Protamaya.
那里有 Protamaya 的神庙。
Underneath a huge banyan tree.
在那里呢，就是在在这个神庙，在一棵庞大的榕树下，这个神庙。
And there's too much commercial activity around. It's too disturbing.
在那个地方，现在呢，那里有很多做生意的。
But Protamaya is the internal yogamaya potency to facilitate Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
那么 Purnamaya 呢是 Krishna 的内在能量，是为了协助主 Chaitanya 上演他的逍遥时光。
So, who is Durga?
那谁是 Durga 呢？
Well, it depends on who you are, how you're going to see her.
那么呢，或这就取决于你是如何去见，如何看待他。
If you're a materially attached person,
如果你是一个非常物欲熏心的人的话
she'll appear in her material aspect for you.
那么呢，她可能就是通过你的这个物质的这个角度，她会显现。
You will seek benedictions from her.
那么呢，你就会向她寻求物质的祝福。
And she'll give benedictions to you. Material boons.Material benediction.
他就会给你这个物质的祝福。
And if you are a devotee of Krishna,
如果你是 Krishna 的奉献者
you'll see her as the opportunity or the agency by which devotional service can be expanded.
然后呢，你就会把它视作是一个从事奉爱服务的一个机会，这样呢，你就能够发展出奉爱服务。
Now here's a text that I think Nrisimha Maharaj and maybe.A few others would appreciate it, but it's pretty technical.
这个地方呢，这个问答是非常有技术含量。
You can take note of the reference, and I'm just going to summarize it just now.
大家可以把这个记下来，笔记记下来。我现在来概述一下。
This is from Srila Prabhupada's purport.
这是 Srila Prabhupada 写的要旨。
Madhvacharya states.
Madhvacharya 说道。
That the illusory energy Durga has three divisions.
那么 Durga 就是迷惑能量 Durga 有三个划分。
And these are Shri, Bhu and Nila.
他们被划分为 Shri, Bhu, Nila.
And the spiritual counterpart also has these same names, Shri, Bhu and Nila.
那么呢这个灵性世界的相对应的这些人物他们也有这 三类 Shri, Bhu, Nila.
So again, it's how you regard the Supreme Lord. You're going to see His external energy one way, or you'll see His external energy in a different way. It's facility for devotional service for the devotee.
那么呢，就说是，那么关于去看待如何去看待主，你可以以这种方式或另一种方式去看待他。奉献者呢，是通过奉爱服务。
In the same purport, Prabhupada.Refers to the Bhagavad Sandarbha.
那么呢，在帕帕在帕帕在这里说到了，在他在 Bhagavad Sandarbha.
And there, Jiva Goswami makes reference to the Padma Purana.
然后 Jiva Goswami 呢，他从 Padma Purana 里面引述了一段话。
The Padma Purana says that the spiritual abode of the Lord has these same three potencies.
那么他这里面说到了，能歌守神吉祥的居所，完全的具有一切的富裕，包括 Shri, Bhu, Lila 这些能量在内。
And these same three, in the material aspect, manifest the three modes of nature.
而这三种能量呢，在物质世界里展现为。物质自然生属性。
So through one potency, she assists in creating.
所以呢，其中的一种能量呢，是进行协助，进行创造。
In another aspect or mode of nature, she assists in destruction.
还有呢，还有通过另一种呢，是进行协助，进行毁灭。
And in another mode, she assists in maintenance.
然后另还有一种能量呢，是协助进行维系。
And there you see at the bottom how they work.
那么在这个下面的这句话，最底下的这句话里面，就描述了他们是如何进行这些活动的。
By the Shri potency, Durga maintains.
通过 Shri 能量 ，Durga 进行维系。
And by the Bhu potency, she creates.
通过 Bhu 神能量进行创造。
And by the Nila or Durga potency, she destroys.
然后通过 Nila Durga 能量进行毁灭。
It's a little technical.
这是比较技术含量比较高。
It's just another reference of something that we've already spoken.
那么呢，就是在另外一个地方的已经提到了这样的一个引述的这段话。
If you remember.From this morning,
大家如果还记得今天早上讲的话
the term from a previous verse was Vishuddha Sattva.
那么在前一个世界当中有这样一个词 Vishuddha Sattva.
And the aspects of Vishuddha Sattva, eternity, knowledge, and bliss have their aspect in the modes of nature.
那么呢，这个 Vishuddha Sattva 它的这个内在能量的展示，在这个物质世界里展示为物质自然属性。
There's an intimate connection, in other words, between transcendence and this reflected realm.
那么呢，在这个超然的国度和这个超然国度的倒影之间是有连接的。
Why do we just see the reflected realm? Why don't we see Brahman and Krishna and Bhagavan? Why not?
为什么我们就坐在这个待在这个物质世界里呢，就没有看到 Brahman？Paramatma 和 Bhagavan 呢
We're rebellious. We have material desire. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna.
因为我们有这个物质躯体，我们想要独立于 Krishna， 而去满足我们的物质的欲望。
So we don't see Krishna.
所以呢，我们看不到 Krishna.
We see opportunities for material enjoyment.
我们总是四处寻机去进行物质的感官享乐。
It somehow always ends up in something miserable.
所以呢，这就是这样的愿望导致我们处处受苦。
But we keep doing it again and again anyways.
但是呢我们却不顾这一切依然的在不断的不断的去做这些物实现这些物质的欲望。
It's really ignorant.
完全是愚昧无知。
So, why do we come to the position of knowledge?
为什么我们不去了解真正的知识呢?
We're stubborn.
我们太倔了太倔强了。
Prabhupada calls it stubborn obstinacy. Is the word in Chinese?
Stubborn, you know.
Yeah. 就是倔得像头牛一样。
Anyway, you get the idea. There's no good reason. It's foolish.
太倔了。那完全是愚昧无知。
And we're stuck in this situation unless a very kind devotee comes and gives us devotional service.
虽然我们处在这样的处境当中，但是呢，由于奉献者的仁慈，我们接触到他们给予了我们从事奉献服务的机会。
So here we're getting like this is anatomy class, anatomy of Maya class, anatomy,
anatomy,
the study of the you know the elements of the body.
Oh yeah, yeah.那么这是这个关于这个物质世界分析这个物质世界的元素的这样的一节课。
Okay. Did what happened? Is this the same verse again? Okay, this is Lord Shiva. Here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to the next verse and I'll try to finish it quickly. Oh, it's already 8 o'clock.
现在已经八点了。我们现在快速的过一下这个世界。
What are you doing? I'll try to do it quickly. Shrishiram yathadhi vipara vishishara ura sanjaya yeta haitana trinasti hetamo yadraha vahutam adhyasa adhikata lohidhati purusha namaha namahani. Translation.
译文就如牛奶经过酸化转变成凌乳然而凌乳作为结果与其原因即牛奶既非一样又非不同我崇拜原始的主 Govinda 他转现为生父以施行毁灭
OK So Milk
这里图中有个牛奶的照片
In touch with a souring agent
如果一遇到酸的物品东西
It's no longer milk
它再也不是牛奶了
But it's a product of milk
但而是转换成牛奶制品
And that's what yogurt is or dahi in
那么它就牛奶遇到酸的就会成为酸奶或凝乳
So they're the same but they're different
所以呢它们既不一样又有又他们既一样又非不同
Now you read the translated to Chinese
Krishna 和 Shiva 之间没有不同这是一个确立的事实就像是牛奶经遇到酸物就会转化成凌乳所以人和守神成为了他的一个助就是副
Adulteration.
When he attained addiction by the addition of the particular adulteration.
Adulteration.
污染啊 yeah. 那么呢通过一种污染的元素的加入那么他就会成为一个截然不同的人物成为人格守神的一个下属
Good God So here's Lord Shiva with Parvati or Durga
那么这是主 Shiva Drupati Parvati 或 Durga 女神
And he's meditating upon Lord Aniruddha
那么他主 Shiva 正在冥想 Aniruddha
And he is, in one sense, not different than Aniruddha, but in another sense he's different.
那么呢他从一种角度来说他跟 Aniruddha 没有不同，从另外一个角度来说他跟 Aniruddha 又有所不同。
There's some adulteration. Do you have the word for that now?
Yeah, adulteration. 那么就是有一种污染的元素。
Like milk in touch with the souring agents becomes transformed or adulterated.
那么这种元素呢就像是牛奶遇到酸物就变成了凝乳。
No longer milk.
它不，那么牛奶就不再是凝乳了。
You can't take yogurt and turn it back into milk.
而且那不能够把酸奶变成牛奶。
You can take milk and make it into yogurt, but you can't take yogurt and make it back into milk.
可以把牛奶做成酸奶，但是不能够把酸奶恢复成牛奶。
So Bhaktisiddhanta writes.
那 Bhaktisiddhanta 这样写道。
The adulterating principle has three parts.
那么呢这种污染的原理由 这三个部分 有两个部分组成。
Here's the first part.
这是第一部分是。
He's in touch with Maya.
他触碰了 Maya.
So the deluding potency of Maya affects him a little bit.
所以呢那么这个迷惑能量呢就影响了他。
Not like us.
不像我。
A little bit.
不是像我们这样受了很大的影响，他只是受到了一点点的影响。
Vishnu doesn't touch Maya.
那么 Vishnu 他没有触碰 Maya.
So he's not deluded by Maya at all.
所以呢 ，Vishnu 他从来不会被 Maya 迷惑。
Lord Shiva is a little bit.
哎，主 Shiva 有一点点被 Maya 迷惑。
And the second adulterating principle.
那么第二个这种污染的原理。
Is that there's the living entities that he's carried by the glance of Mahavishnu in contact with material energy.
那么呢就是 Mahavishnu 所承载的那些物生物体被注入到物质能量之中。
There's a very tiny quality to those living entities.
那么呢这些
tiny quality.
There's a tiny,dimension of those, there's tininess, they're small.
Oh, yeah. 那么这些物,
And Vishnu is big.
And Vishnu is 非常非常庞大.
The living entity is Anu and Vishnu is Vibhu.
那么生物体呢是 Anu, Vishnu 是 Vibhu.
So Lord Shiva is a little bit influenced by the smallness or the tininess of the living entity.
所以呢那个主希瓦呢他受到一点点被这个渺小的生物体他受到渺小的生物体一点点的影响。
He's not like us.
但并不是像我们这样。
But a little bit influenced like us, diminished from the position of Vishnu.
那么呢就是他受到了一点点的一点点的影响他的力这种影响使他和 Vishnu 之间有所不同。
And then there's a third aspect.
啊，还有第三个方面。
And that is a slight degree of the spiritual potency acting upon him.
那么呢，就是灵性
spiritual potency
灵性的能量，全部的灵性的
primary spiritual potency.
Yeah.还有就是关于这个灵性能量全体的灵性能量的知识的原理。
So there's Mahavishnu.
那么有 Mahavishnu.
And his potency Rama Devi.
还有他的能量 Rama Devi.
She's spiritual potency in full.
那么 Rama Devi 是完整的灵性的能量。
And the reflection of Rama Devi is Durga Devi.
那么 Rama Devi 的反射物就是 Durga Devi.
So she's just a reflection of the fullness of spiritual potency.
所以呢 Durga Devi 完全她 Durga Devi 是全部的灵性能量的一个倒影。
And similarly, Lord Shiva in contact with Durga or Parvati.
然后同样的 Shiva 他触碰到 Durga 或 Parvati
He is then to a slight degree influenced by that potency.
所以呢，他受到了，就是他在稍微的，他受到了这种能量的影响。
I just added this because it's a little appreciation of how Bhaktisiddhanta uses language.
那么呢，我之所以用这个句话呢，是为了就是是 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 他是如何使用他的这个语言来进行描述。
His use of language is like Sanskrit, it's very precise.
他的这个所以运用的语言呢是非常精炼的，就像是梵文一样。
He knows what he wants to say.
他知道自己要说什么。
And he says what he wants to say.
而且他说了他想要说的。
It's very precise.
是非常非常的准确的表达出他想要说的。
So he uses these terms, spiritual, cognitive, potency, that's...The Samvit Shakti or Chit Shakti, the knowledge potency of the Supreme Lord.
他们在这里说到了狂喜的知识的能量，实际上就是 Krishna 的 Samvit.
And here again, the cognitive principle, same language.
并且呢，他用了这个同样的一个语言。
Anyway, you get the idea.
不管怎么样，大家
Lord Shiva's capacity.For knowledge is much greater than the living entity, but not the same as Lord Vishnu.
那么主希瓦的这个知识的能力远远超过了普通的生物体，但是并非像主希瓦那样，不，主 Vishnu 那样。
So he's in his own category.
所以呢，他是处在他自身的这个范畴之中。
There's a living entity.
有生物体。
That's called Jiva Tattva.
生物体它被称为 Jiva Tattva, 个体灵魂。
There's the Supreme Lord, that's Vishnu Tattva.
有至尊主 Vishnu Tattva.
And there's Lord Shiva, he's somewhere in between.
那么有主 Shiva, 他处在 Jiva Tattva 和 Vishnu Tattva 之间。
He's not a living entity, he's not the Supreme Lord, he's somewhere in between.
那么呢，主 Shiva 他既不属于普通的个体生物，也不是属于Vishnu Tattva, 他处在这二者之间。
So very kindly, Bhaktisiddhanta has given us detailed technology of what that difference is.
所以呢，那么 Bhaktisiddhanta 呢，他非常详细的描述了这二者之间的这种技术上。Sorry.
He's given the detailed technology of what that difference is.
然后他就是。Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 非常仔细的用这种技术性的语言阐释了他们之间的不同。
We're almost done.
我们几乎讲完了。
Living according to nectar devotion.
根据泛爱的甘露。
Krishna has 64 qualities.
Krishna 具有64项品质。
He has unlimited qualities, but 64 primary qualities.
Krishna 的品质是无穷无尽的，但是。Living
entities have 50 of those.
那么，个体生物呢，有其中的50项。
In a very small degree.
是以它的这种量是非常非常微小的。
Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma have those same 50 qualities to a greater degree.
那么呢，主 Shiva 还有 Vishnu， 他们去 Brahma， 主 Shiva 和 Brahma。他们在很大程度上，他们在很大的量上具有这些五十项品质。
But they have five more qualities that the living entities like us don't have.
但是呢，他们具有个体普通生物体所没有的另外五项品质。
But they have them partially only.
但是他们只是在某种程度上具有。
Vishnu has them in full.
那么 Vishnu 具有完整的所有的这些品质。
So let's take a look at the list of those five.
然后我们来再看一看这五项品质是什么。
Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are partially changeless.
那么主 Shiva 和 Brahma 他们部分上来说是不变的。
What does that mean, partially changeless?
这是什么意思？部分的不变，不变。
Well, here's how it works.
这个来讲一讲。
During a day of Brahma.
那么在 Brahma 的一个白天。
If we took a a picture of Brahma or Lord Shiva from the time that we're born until the time that we die, we wouldn't notice any change at all because it's just a flash has passed.
那么呢，如果我们从我们的从出生到死亡这个过程当中呢，我们是无法看到 Brahma 和 Shiva 的整个画面的，因为对于他们来说，我们的一生就像是一瞬间一样。
It will appear he hasn't changed at all.
所以呢，那么就是在对于我们这短暂的一生来说，他们的一生就是没有变化的，永恒不变，似乎是永恒不变的。
Not even like you know an hour; it's just a few moments.
那么他
It's our lifetime in comparison to Brahma.
那么我们的这个寿命，我们的寿命跟 Brahma 的寿命相比呢，只是一瞬之间啊，甚至还不到一个小时，不能够用小时来计算。
And then you know, all cognizant.
然后他们是全知的。
Well.Lord Vishnu, the super soul in the heart, he's all cognizant.
那么呢 ，Vishnu 他的就 Vishnu 也居住在 Brahma 的心中。
But there are potencies invested in Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva where their cognizance is far greater than the living entity, but not the fullness of Lord Vishnu.
然后他们就是被主 Shiva 所赐予的这些知识，就处于。Shiva 和 Brahma 的这些知识能量远远的超过了普通的生物体，但是呢，却远远不及主 Vishnu 所具有的这种全知的能量。
In the same manner, each of these qualities can be analyzed.
所以呢，同样的，我们就是以此类推，可以以同样的方式去分析他们所具有的其他的品质。
Lord Vishnu possesses a Satchit Ananda body.
那么主 Vishnu 他拥有 Satchit Ananda 形体。
Lord Shiva partially has a body like that.
那么主 Shiva 在部分的展示了这样的形体。
Lord Vishnu has all mystic powers. He's Yogeshwara.
那么主 Vishnu 是一切神秘力量之主。
And.Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma have partially all mystic powers.
那么主 Shiva 和 Brahma 部分的拥有这些神秘的力量。
And I think this is the last slide.
这是最后一个幻灯片。
This is from the purport of text 49.
这是第四十九师节的要旨里面的一段话。
And it's basically saying that Shambhu has more.Than Brahma has.
那么这句话是说的，相互所拥有的比 Brahma 所拥有的要多。
Brahma has qualities, the 50 qualities, more than the living entities.
那么呢 ，Brahma 他有拥有个体生物所拥有的品质多于个体生物五个品质。
And Shambhu has those qualities more than Brahma.
而相互呢，它所拥有的品质比 Brahma 更多。
So Lord Shiva, through the agency of Parvati or Durga,
主 Shiva 通过 Parvati 或 Durga 这一代理
，they're engaged in the process of creation. We understood that by the glance of Mahavishnu and the impregnation of Durga or Maya Devi.
那么呢，他们通过这一代理呢进行了创造。那么我们还记得吗？当 Mahavishnu 通过他的贴士，就使Rama Devi 通过他的贴士就受孕，就使 Rama Devi 受孕。
And they're also involved in the process of destruction.
他们也从事了毁灭。
And they do so through their time energy.
他们这样做，他们是通过时间能量做进行创造和毁灭。
And this is Bhaktisiddhanta's language that says the same.
那这是 Bhaktisiddhanta 的语言，说的是同一个内容。
And here's a very interesting verse from the third canto, chapter 12.
那么呢，在圣典薄伽梵谈第三篇第十二章有一个诗节。
This is another aspect of Lord Shiva.
这是主 Shiva 的另一个特征。
Prabhupada calls it the Rudra principle.
那么把它称之为 Rudra 原则。
The Rudra, the 11 Rudras that are manifest from Lord Shiva that start to tear up the universe at the very beginning.
那么从主希瓦那里产生出来的11位 Rudra 对这个物质世界进行毁灭。
So the Rudra principle is egocentrism, the false ego attitude of I am all in all.
然后就是以自我为中心的这种假自我的心态是 Rudra 原则的原理的一个展示。
The more somebody thinks like that,
要一个人越是这么想
the more they're influenced by the Rudra principle.
他们就越受到 Rudra 原理的影响。
And the more one is freed from false ego,
那么一个人越是远离假自我
the closer one comes to the position of pure devotion to Lord Vishnu.
那么一个人就越会接近，越会去从事对主 Vishnu 的纯粹奉献服务。
There's a large statue of Lord Shiva.
这是主希瓦的一个坐姿。
And another artist's depiction of Lord Shiva doing his dance.
那么这是主希瓦在舞蹈的一个图片。
And it's time to end.
现在该结束了。
I intended to cover this verse, but I'm going too slowly.
我本来是想完成这一部分的，但是我结果讲的比较慢。
Any discussion?
大家有什么问题吗
？Yes.
We are very grateful that this complex subject you made very simple for us. I've never excited my brain like this in any of my career.
然后这个哈布说了说 Maharaj 你把这么错综复杂的一个题旨以非常深入浅出的一种方式给呈现出来了我这一生当中就是这是我第一次就是我感到非常的兴奋但是听了你的课我还是有一些困惑
嗯，好问题的Krishna says that among the Rudra and Sambhu. And that means, I think, Sambhu originated from the、
yes.
row of Vishnu father.
Yes. He's the source of them.
那么这个帕布说到了在佛家梵歌里面说到 Krishna 说我是 在 Rudra 当中我是商铺那么这个帕布就问那这里说到的这个商铺是不是原始的就是那个原版商铺
But I didn't get the origin of the Lord Sadashiv
What is the origin of Sadashiva?
那么这个 Sadashiva 的根源在哪
You look at Adi Leela chapter 6 verse 76.
那么你去阅读一下 Adi Leela 的第六章。
And here's what it says.
里面说的。
Shambhu is an extension for pastime of Lord Vishnu.
那么 Shambhu 呢为了主 Vishnu 上演消时光他扩展了自己。
He's an expansion for pastime of Lord Vishnu.
他的扩展是为了旨在是为了主 Vishnu 上演消时光的。
And his abode is in the lower region, the lowest region of Haridam.
那么他在 Haridam 这个物质世界的底部的居所。
But it's not Haridam.
但是呢，他不是。
It's Mahesh Dam.
但是那个地方不是 Haridam 那个是 Mahesh Dam
Elsewhere Prabhupada says
并且释迦牟尼佛这样写道
He is in the category of Vishnu Tattva but does not exhibit the fullness of the features of Lord Vishnu
那么他呢是属于 Vishnu Tattva 范畴但是并没有完整的展示出 Vishnu 的所有的特征
I didn't mention that because
We 没有提到这一点。
Sounds a little contradictory.
那么因为如果我讲到这一点的话听上去是有一些自相矛盾的。
It's another way of saying it's Shiva Tattva.
那么它是。
It's another way of saying Shiva Tattva.
那么可以说另一个角度说它是 Shiva Tattva.
It's not exactly Vishnu Tattva, it's not exactly Jiva Tattva.
它既不是就是不进全，它既不是既非 Vishnu Tattva 也非 Jiva Tattva.
But specifically, Adi Lila, chapter 6, text 76.
那么是在 Adi Lila 第六章第76节讲到了。The
reference is to Vayu Purana, Prabhupada quotes Vayu Purana.
那么Srila Prabhupada引述了 Vayu Purana 这本书里的话,
where the position of Sadashiva is described that way.
那么Ayu Purana 里面就描述了主 Shiva 的地位。
And there's other places where Vayu Purana makes that reference.
而且呢还有Ayu Vayu Purana 的另外一个地方也讲到了同一个内容。
Please just appreciate that Shiva Tattva is one of the most complicated subject matters in all of the Vedic literature.
那么呢，大家要理解这一点，在所有的伟达典籍当中， Shiva Tattva 是一个最错综复杂的一个体制。
So if your brain is a little puzzled, don't be surprised.
所以呢，我在这里提到这一点。 大家不要感到惊讶。
Are we wrong if we refer to Lord Shiva as Shakti Tattva?
那么主Shiva是非是 Shakti Tattva?
Yes, it's wrong.
如果这样认为的话，是不是错误的？ 那么是的， 这是错误的。
Durga is Shakti Tattva and he is Shiva Tattva.
Durga是
or Parvati.
Shakti Tattva. 但是 Shiva 它是属于 Shiva Tattva.
There's Shakti and there's Shaktiman. There's the possessor of the potency and Shiva is the, that's his potency.
Shiva is the potency.
That is Shiva's potency. Devi is Shiva's potency.
那么呢有 Shakti 还有 Shaktiman. Shakti 的意思是能量， Shaktiman 是能量的拥有者， Shiva 是能量的拥有者。 那么 Devi Durga Devi 它是 Shiva 的能量。
Something?
另外一个东西，那个就是 Durga Parvati 还有卡利女神，他们之间有什么？他们之间的就是说，在什么时候它重现的是 Durga， 什么时候重现的是 Parvati， 什么时候是卡利？还有卡利女神和那 Durga 有什么关系？
So what's the relationship between Durga, Parvati, and Kali? When she exhibits herself as Kali, Durga, or Parvati?
They're different features of the same personality.
那么实际上是同一个人物，它有不同的特征。
For this purpose, this demeanor, or this mood, and this feature and the name, and for another purpose, another feature, another mood, another name,
那么呢，为了,
same person.
所以同一个人为了达成这个目的，所以他展示出不同的名字、不同的特征、不同的心态。那么同一个人为了达成另外一个目的，他又展示出另外的特征、名称，还有这个心态。
Yes.
So I'd like to know the symbol on the Lord Shiva's forehead, half the moon.
Do you know the answer, Maharaj?
Indicates auspiciousness, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's in the Bhagavad Gita. I'll have to look it up.
Do you know?
那么,
the half moon, the crescent moon in his forehead. It is here.
Yeah, it's for coolness, I think. Coolness.
We'll look it up. We'll look it up in the Bhagavatam and answer your question tomorrow. Yes.
你说。尊敬的Maharaj，我想知道。
那个就是我刚才看到你那个就是你那几个世界哈，上面一个世界，中间一个世界，三个世界哈，我就是有一个愿望，我特别希望有一天我能够遨游这几个世界。
然后呢真的就是说瞬间想去那里，然后呢一边给 Krishna 做服务，一边想去遨游这个各大千世界，然后我就真的很想很想的，就是说不是这个。
你的问题是什么？
我的问题，我怎么样能做到这个目标？
来And you show us the picture about the universe, three parts, this material world and the place between the material world and the spiritual world. So my desire is like that. As this, when I doing the devotional service, at the same time, I also want to travel all over the world, three worlds.So how do you accomplish this?
You understand the question?
How to do it at the same time?
I don't understand the question. You don't need to say, can you speak English? Does anybody that speaks Chinese and English understand the question?
我说不了英语，我的意思就是说，像其实就是说，各个世界啊，因为这个大千世界当中，我特别希望就是说能够有一天，但是我现在什么呢，就是说给 Krishna 做服务，包括我现在看一些物质的东西觉得没什么太意义，赚钱我特别喜欢赚钱，我赚了钱的话都想去做父爱服务，然后念诵啊什么做服务，然后我就想的就是怎么样能够跳出这个世界去，然后去回到那边的世界，然后去更多的去遨游整个大千世界啊，是这个意思。怎么去做，我怎么去实现。
To travel around the world to devotional service.
You described the whole the universe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Only he just hope to travel all the time.
He wants to go over the whole place.
This is what I'm thinking.
One day he can travel all the time.
And at the same time, that's the devotional service.
Well, are you a tourist or are you a devotee?
那你倒是旅游者啊，旅客呢？你还是奉献者？
一边做服务，一边做旅游嘛。
No, no, tourist.
Well, then you can become Narada Muni.
那你可以像 Narada Muni 那样。
对啊、
Because Narada Muni can go anywhere. And he does go anywhere. But he has only one interest. And it's not tourism. Seeing the sights. Oh, look at this place. Let me take some pictures and send them back to Vyasadeva. He'll like to see these.
他不会是想啊、哦，我来这个地方照张相，然后我给那个 Vyasadeva 寄过去。
还有一个问题啊，是我就是我现在。
If you want such a situation, then you should become fixed like Narada Muni.
如果你想。将来有一天是这个样子，处在这种境界当中，那你就应该是全神贯注的要去追随 Narada Muni， 像他那样。
Even before he became Narada Muni in his previous lifetime.
那么，即便是 Narada Muni， 在他成为 Narada Muni 本人，在他的，也就是说，在他的上一辈子。
He described to Vyasadeva his disciple.
然后呢？Narada Muni 他后来去到他的门徒 Vyasadeva 面前，向 Vyasadeva 描述了他的一生，他的上一生。
That he experienced all varieties of existence.
然后他说了，他体验到了各种各样的存在。
But his mind was always fixed upon the personality of Godhead according to the teachings that he had received.
然后纳尔德穆尼说他根据他所接受的教导，他始终的专注在至尊灵和守神身上。
Here's something that may be a little easier for you than that one.
可能呢，也许有一个，就是说对于你来说，这件有一件事情对你来说比较容易。
Read Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
那你去阅读一下圣典博迦瓦坛。
It's this big.
它有这么大，这么厚。圣典摩迦瓦坛有这么厚
，three parts，
分三个部分。
and or three volumes, and in the first part it's Narada Muni.
那么呢，在这个三卷书当中，就是第一篇三卷，第一部分讲到 Narada Muni。
He visits all these personalities and all these different dhams.
然后呢，他去到了所有的 dham， 遇到了各种各样的人物。
And when part one ends, part two begins, and it's a description of a young cowherd boy who does the same thing by chanting of his mantra.
然后呢，在第一部分结束，第二部分开始的时候，就有一个小牧牛童，他在那里念诵一首曼陀罗。
It is fascinating.
这是非常非常不可思议的，令人称奇的。
It hasn't been translated into Chinese yet.
但是这本书还没有，就是Brihad Bhagavatamrita 这本书还没有翻译成中文。
But you can learn English.
但是你可以学习，你可以学习英文吧。
It's fascinating.
这本书简直是太不可思议了。
But the person who went to those different places didn't go sightseeing. They were searching for Madan Gopal.
那么呢，他们就是这个人，他去到各个地方的这个人，他并不是去观光旅游的。
我也不是。
他是去找这个Gopal Kumar.
Yeah, Gopal Kumar.
是 Gopal Kumar.
Kumar means young boy.
Kumar 的意思是小男孩。
And Gopal means he was a cowherd young boy.
那么就是Gopal 的意思是照顾牛的小孩。
But that was his name.
这就是这个名字的意思。
Gopal Kumar.
Gopal Kumar.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock and I think it's time to end.
看了看钟，该结束了。
谢谢 Prabhupada.
谢谢 Prabhupada.
呀，你们看到吗？刮了一
阵。呀。